Hello, this is Ed with Nutrition World, and today's topic is on osteoporosis. Osteoporosis and bone loss have to be one of the most dreaded conditions of aging. I have listened for decades to fearful clients who have recently been diagnosed with this osteoporosis as they are considering their options. The effects of surgery, broken bones, and disability that comes with this condition can be heartbreaking. The saddest part of this story is that many of these people could have prevented the osteoporosis by understanding early on the true concept of what causes bone loss. I was recently interviewed on television on 3 Plus U by Julie Edwards on this subject, and I made the following 4 important points. Number 1, calcium is not the answer to your bone loss. This is a myth that has been going on for 40 years. Calcium is part of a plan, but by itself will never achieve the desired results. Number 2, the bisphosphonate drugs used to treat osteoporosis may be far more limited in results than you are being told. Number 3, the combination of nutritional supplementation must consist of a minimum of the proper vitamin D, vitamin K, magnesium, silica, and calcium. And this is the only science-based nutrition method found to increase bone mass. And lastly, the daily weight-bearing exercise is critical to encouraging the bones to be able to gather and form the minerals and collagen back into itself. And I have an easy answer for this as we go on. Drugs used to treat bone loss work by a mechanism that forces rebuilding of the size of the bone, but it does not address the building of the strength of that bone. A 75-year-old that is tested to have the exact same bone mass as a 35-year-old still has 7-time increased risk for a bone fracture. This is because the important part of the skeletal system is not primarily the size of the bone, but should be the strength of the bone instead. Collagen comprises 30% of your healthy bone, and this is what gives the young bones the strength of steel. The only predictable method found to increase collagen in supplement form is taking something called silica. Green beans contain a lot of silica, but it may not be easily absorbed. The brand BioSil is one of the most absorbable silicas on the market. When a symphony is playing music that is extremely out of tune, I think we all know that the solution will never come from focusing on only one of the musical instruments, because that would have little effect on the total overall sound of the music. This is sadly similar to the mainstream approach to your health. A full complement of supplements, exercise, and food choices in combination is the only safe and effective option for optimal health, because this is what addresses the multiple reasons for the problem. Dr. Murray, who is a friend of mine and is a best-selling author and lectures across the country on health, has supplied me with a free webinar for you to listen to on the details of all aspects of treating and preventing bone loss. The title of the webinar is Bone Health: What the Drug Companies Won't Tell You and What Your Doctor Does Not Know. I would like to encourage everyone concerned with learning the truth of treating osteoporosis to watch this super informative lecture. Now, the exercise program that works for building bone mass must consist of weight-bearing exercises almost every day. The reason for this is that your body is already able to support your present weight, and the only way bones increase in mass is if the signals received within the bone indicate its need to thicken, and this only comes when adding additional weight. Activities such as long-distance walking, high reps with weights, doing work around the house, gardening, are all wonderful for your overall body, but they definitely won't send the signal to thicken the bones. The two options that I tell people about in order to accomplish this goal is this. One, downstairs we have a gym called Max Fitness with a trainer named Mackie Pierre who has been with me over 15 years. He's extremely skilled in working with women, especially on one-on-one basis, to put them on a weight training program that was studied in one of the leading medical journals. This is a program that you can learn to do with Mackie and then take it back to your own gym, or you could decide to stay with Mackie. Second option is for people who don't want to go to gyms or do any training is to purchase an athletic weight vest. A weight vest that you can look on the internet and find, and one that would hold at least 20 to 25 pounds. This weight vest would be worn every day for 40 minutes as you do housework, walk, go to the track, anything other than sitting, and as long as your body is supporting this extra 25 pounds every day, it will indicate to the bones that it needs to accumulate the minerals and collagen in order to adapt to this new weight. What that means is it's going to thicken your bones and create strength and tensile strength. And lastly, when putting together a nutritional supplement protocol, we have several options of companies that have formulated almost everything into one bottle, and it requires using a dose in the morning, noon, and in the evening. Or for those who are placing together their own program, the minimum amount of nutrients that it must contain would be calcium of the right kind that's absorbable, magnesium, which is what keeps another part of the bones hard, vitamin K is what keeps the calcium from leaving your bones and going into soft tissues like plaque and arteries, bone spurs, wrinkles, cataracts, and K will start reversing the loss of bone and allow whatever you eat or take to go back to the bone instead of where it doesn't belong. The silica we mentioned, called BioSil, and then lastly is vitamin D. Vitamin D is, in my opinion, one of the most important nutrients that you can take every day for your overall health. But I have found that blood testing is very important. I have people who need 1,000 units a day and people who need 20,000, and there is no way to tell by just looking or talking to the person. You can get the blood test through your physician, or we have a lab and a medical clinic downstairs called Performance Medicine that offers a variety of different benefits like bioidentical hormones, thyroid dysfunction using Armour desiccated, IV therapies, intravenous vitamin C for if you're not feeling well. Blood testing at a very discounted rate, one of which, of course, is vitamin D. So I encourage you, if nothing else, after 8 weeks of supplementation of vitamin D, come in, get it tested, and realize that the blood level that is imperative to achieve is 50 nanograms per milliliter, and anything less than that will compromise your results. And the top is 100 nanograms. Well, till next time, best of health and joy to all. This is Ed. Thank you.